Good evening. My name is Robbie Brown. I'm pastor at Fraserburgh Baptist Church, making this programme for Gospel for Grampian Radio, engaging, equipping and enabling communities to live life to the full with Jesus Christ at the centre. And I want to share a thought with you this evening about this Christ, for he is the hope of the hopeless. On the radio recently, I heard a story of a psychiatrist who had started to question not only his own profession, but his very own existence. He was struggling to find meaning in anything. Ironically, he also knew psychiatric treatment wouldn't help him. You see, this man believed that human beings were the produce of random atoms and the world was the result of evolutionary chance. It's a hostile place in which only the fittest survive. And so he languished in his depression amidst all his questions and fears. Well, the first word of the gospel to that man, and in fact to all in a similar position, is that there is hope. Hope for both humanity and the world at large, because the Creator God is also the saving God. Both creation and humanity will be made new by God himself through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ's death and resurrection sounded the death knell for evil, for sin, for death, for natural disasters, and the ultimate forces of darkness behind them. But this victory is only legal at the moment, for all these things still remain. In fact, the whole creation, says the Apostle Paul, groans in the pains of childbirth, and we see this in the news almost daily. And this applies to its creatures too. He says, we groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for the redemption of our bodies, for in this hope we are saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Romans 8:21-25. And Jesus' resurrection unleashed the divine timetable for setting all wrongs right. And because of this, not only will we be resurrected, so too will creation, as Paul says in Romans 8, but also in Revelation 21 and 22. And this will occur when the legal victory of the cross and the empty tomb, won that very first Easter 2,000 years ago, become consummated when Jesus Christ returns and ushers in the new creation. And that is why there is hope this evening. But it is a hope for which we must be patient and which we do not yet see except by the eye of faith. But here's the thing. Hope in the New Testament does not imply, as it does to us today, at least to many people, some uncertainty as to fulfillment or some doubt as to whether the thing hoped for will actually occur. No. Biblical hope is both certain and everlasting. That is the meaning of the word in Greek. And it's grounded in a God who cannot lie. Jesus Christ's first coming was, in a sense, a deposit of this great hope to come, a foretaste, a guarantee that what God said he will do, make all things new, he will do and is already doing through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit, who is working that great plan of renewal out every day in our world. So those, by the Spirit, who come to the Son in faith and repentance, will be part of that great cosmic recreation which God had promised all along. But this also means that those who yearn for hope, but who also reject Christ as their and the world's only means to it, actually have none. True hope will only ever be found in him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just do bless you and thank you this evening that in sending your Son to die on the cross. And raising him from the dead, you have won the legal victory over the forces of darkness. That even in this life, you're wiping the tears of the grieving, you're comforting the hearts of the lonely, you're vindicating the oppressed and feeding the hungry, you're healing the sick, you're saving those lost in sin, and you're giving hope to the hopeless. But Lord, we bless you that this legal victory will become consummated and full when your Son returns. And we will see not only by faith, but by sight. And you will make all wrongs right in the end. And so, Lord, we just thank you for your Son's return. And we pray for it as we're commanded to do. Maranatha. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.